The Protestant Reformation rallied around 5 points of doctrine that they believed were essential to a proper Christian world and life view. What are the five solas of the Reformation, you ask? Well, I'll explain each one in turn when we come back. Hello, I'm Jerry Johnson, and I welcome you to this edition of Against the World.
This episode of Against the World is brought to you by our good friends in Sweeney, Texas, Shelby and Nancy Luke, and by the Gideon Project. Their plan is to help rescue as many as possible from God's judgment on a world committed to deliberate disobedience. For more information, visit them on the web at thegideonprojectusa.com.
Point 1. Scripture alone. When the Reformers used the word sola scriptura, they were expressing their concern for the Bible's authority, and what they meant is that the Bible alone is our ultimate authority, not the Pope, not the Church, not the traditions of the Church or the Church councils, still less personal intimations or subjective feelings, but Scripture alone. Other sources of authority may have an important role to play. Some are even established by God, such as the authority of the church elders and the authority of the state or the authority of parents over children. But Scripture alone, they explained, is truly ultimate. Therefore, if any of these other authorities depart from the biblical teaching, they are to be judged by the Bible and then rejected. Number 2. Christ alone. The church of the Middle Ages spoke about Christ. A church that failed to do so could hardly claim to be Christian. But the medieval church had added many human achievements to Christ's work so that it was no longer possible to say that salvation was entirely by Christ and His atonement. This was the most basic of all heresies, as the Reformers rightly perceived. It was the work of God plus our own righteousness according to papal religion. The Reformation motto, Solus Christus, was formed to repudiate this error. It affirmed that salvation has been accomplished once for all by the mediatorial work of the historical Jesus Christ, and that it was achieved by Him alone. His sinless life and substitutionary atonement are sufficient for our justification, and any gospel that fails to acknowledge that or denies it is a false gospel that can and will ultimately save no one. Number 3. Grace alone. The word solo gratia means that human beings have no claim upon God. That is, God owes us nothing except just punishment for our many and very willful sins. Therefore, if He does save sinners, which He does in some cases but not all, it is only because it pleases Him to do it. Indeed, apart from this grace and the regenerating work of the Holy Spirit that flows from it, no one could be saved, since in our lost condition, human beings are not capable of winning, seeking out, or even cooperating with God's grace. By insisting on grace alone, the Reformers were denying that human methods, techniques, or strategies in themselves could ever bring anyone to faith. It is grace alone, expressed through the supernatural work of the Holy Spirit, that brings us to Christ, releasing us from our bondage to sin and raising us from death to new life. Number 4. Faith alone. The Reformers never tired of saying that justification is by grace alone, through faith alone, because of Christ alone. When put into theological shorthand, the doctrine was expressed as justification by faith alone, the article by which the church stands or falls, according to Martin Luther. The Reformers called justification by faith Christianity's material principle because it involves the very matter or substance of what a person must understand and believe to be saved. Justification is a declaration of God based upon the work of Christ. It flows from God's grace, and it comes to the individual not by anything he or she might do, but by faith alone, solo fide. We may state the full doctrine this way. Justification is the act of God by which he declares sinners to be righteous because of Christ alone, by grace alone, through faith alone. Number 5. Glory to God alone. Each of the great solas is summed up in the fifth Reformation motto, Solo Deo Gloria, meaning to God alone be the glory. It is what the Apostle Paul expressed in Romans 11:36 when he wrote, "To him be the glory forever and ever. Amen." These words follow naturally from the preceding words. From him, and through him, and to him are all things. Since it is because all things really are from God, and to God, that we say, "To him alone be the glory." In fact, the preceding 4 points of the 5 solas actually find their pinnacle in this 5th point. And no other system of theology that I am familiar with gives more glory to God than that system which came out of the Reformation. Well, there you have it, the 5 solas of the Reformation. I encourage you throughout this day, throughout this week, throughout this year, to think well upon them. Until next week, this is Jerry Johnson standing contra mundum against the world.
Indoctrination is a 90-minute documentary film that takes the audience on a panoramic exploration of one of the most important and controversial issues in the history of mankind, the issue of education. Part documentary, part testimonial, a confessional, and a rebuke, this film is above all a challenge and an encouragement to millions of Christians who need to know what history, experience, and the scriptures have to say about what is perhaps the pivotal issue of our time, the discipleship and training of the next generation. To order, please visit the link in the description below. God bless.
Hello and welcome to this introductory video for the Puritan Hard Drive by Stillwater's Revival Books. You will soon see why the Puritan Hard Drive is a technological revolution in Puritan, Reformation, and Covenanter studies. For over 25 years, Stillwater's Revival Books has provided the worldwide Christian community with the finest in Puritan and Reformation resources, including classic and contemporary printed works, inspirational sermons, audiobooks, and videos. In recent years, our collection of great Christian works has more than doubled, growing to a library that would occupy nearly 140 CDs. The Puritan Hard Drive is a tremendous library of over 12,500 Christian resources on an external hard drive that fits easily in your pocket or purse. It features the works of nearly 800 classic and contemporary authors, including John Bunyan, Matthew Henry, Jonathan Edwards, Thomas Manton, Samuel Rutherford, and Charles Spurgeon. Timeless works like the English Hexapla, Fox's Book of Martyrs, Sketches of the Covenanters, and from the Puritan Divines, the complete 34-volume set of the Puritan Fast Sermons. Many of these books are rare and classic titles unavailable anywhere else. Over 25 years in the making, the Puritan Hard Drive is simply the most extensive Christian collection ever released. The Puritan Hard Drive comprises more than 12,500 Puritan and Reformation resources, over 500,000 pages of great Christian books, more than 10,000 sermons and audiobooks in MP3 format, providing years of listening enjoyment, over 70 videos. All in all, a library of thousands of exceptional works accessible and affordable to everyone. Included on the Puritan Hard Drive is a custom search engine that makes it easy to find, browse, and organize the resources in your library. And much easier than trying to wade through a typical file directory on your computer. Connect the Puritan Hard Drive to any available USB port on your PC or Mac. The drive is self-contained, so there's no software to install or configure. Within moments, you can begin exploring the library by running the custom search interface. It's also a knowledge base with information about each work, including the author, title, description, keywords, and subject category. For you techies, this database contains over 15 million records of information. For all of us, that means we have an extremely powerful search and study tool. A list of all resources on the Puritan Hard Drive is available for viewing at any time. Here we see that the list of print materials contains over 2,100 works. This view is ideal for browsing all documents or media files in alphabetical order, by title or by author. The list is rather long, so using the search function of the knowledge base is the easiest way to find resources of interest to you. For example, let's say that my pastor recommended a book by James Henley Thornwell. I can search the knowledge base by author by typing his name in this field, or by selecting it from the complete list of nearly 800 authors provided at the click of a button. Clicking the search button executes the search, and immediately returns a list of all resources by this author. In this case, I've quickly found the book that was recommended to me. Clicking on the green icon opens the resource, allowing me to begin my reading. Further details about any resource can be found by clicking on the book cover icon, which opens the resource detail page. From here, I can browse the details of this work. I can add and save my own notes about it, and open the resource for reading, listening, or viewing. Your search capabilities don't end there. The majority of the rare, classic works on the Puritan Hard Drive now contain an embedded index. This means that the actual text of these resources is now fully searchable for the first time in history. Enter a search term in Adobe Acrobat Reader. In this case, a search for the word Scripture yields instant results. Having searchable text also makes it possible to highlight, copy, and paste the text into another document, such as a sermon, a lesson plan, or a school paper. Less time spent on research means more time for reading, studying, and appreciating the resources in your library. Just another reason why the Puritan Hard Drive is a technological revolution in Puritan, Reformation, and Covenanter studies. Thank you for watching this introduction to the Puritan Hard Drive by Stillwater's Revival Books, serving Christians worldwide for over 25 years. Join us in our other videos as we demonstrate even more features and functionality of the Puritan Hard Drive. For more information, visit us on the web at puritandownloads.com. Until then, be well, and God bless.